How cold does it get here in the wintertime?
It's been known to be 56 below.
Below?
Zero.
Oh my goodness.
56. That's rare. But we have lots of days that are 25 and 30 below zero in the winter.
My goodness. You mentioned different types of snow. Do people necessarily make distinctions between kinds of snow depending on whether it's wet or dry or how it falls?
Well, they say it's a real wet snowstorm. And there's what they call sleet, that's kind of a between a rain and a snow, I guess. And sometimes they say, well, there's no moisture in that snow at all. It's dry.
Okay. They would call it dry. Would they ever use the word powder?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
that was a ski
term
name. They never used powder snow here.
Well, I guess they didn't in earlier times ever, did they?
That's kind of a ski term, isn't it? Would you ever heard them use the word snee?
Snee?
Yeah.
No, okay. Not really.
Okay. Now, if you're out working on a ranch in the wintertime and you weren't careful, you might get an injury to your fingers.
Frostbite.
Okay. Were there different kinds of frostbite?
Well, I don't know. Some of them can be pretty serious. And
remember when you had it in your knee?
I used to have it in my feet.
Yeah? What'd you call it?
I have it
you tell
chilblains.
Me. Yeah, chilblains.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, chilblains. Yeah, that's an old-time word you don't hear much anymore.
We used to have it all winter. I did, because I played outdoors all the time.
Come in and have chilblains, yeah. What do they call it in the fall when it starts to get really cold again? It begins to frost. I know you mentioned you had frost or freeze every month of the year, but when it really begins to get cold and it not only freezes the plants, but it freezes the ground.
Yeah, have an early frost.
Okay. Do you have anything like you might call a hard freeze?
Yes, they sometimes say that.
Okay.
Had a hard freeze, killed everything in the garden.
Okay. Would a hard freeze freeze the ground as well as the plants on top?
Probably so.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, in the old days, before they had refrigerators and things like that, did they cut ice off of ponds?
Yes, they did.
Tell me about that.
That was quite an industry. They have a lake between here and Cowdery. It's called Cowdery Lake. And there were two or three people that had ice saws that put up ice for a lot of people. And they put it in sawdust, had a building. They put a layer of ice and covered it with sawdust. And they could keep ice all summer. It's kind of amazing how long that ice would keep.
Would last. Now, what would they use that ice for? Just for families in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they use it to refrigerate produce that was...
It was only
one year that they shipped lettuce. It might have been two that they used ice to ice it, but not much.
Some of the stores used it. They put up ice. Mr. Houston that had the meat market always put up ice, and he used it in big ice boxes to keep the meat cool and produce.
Can you remember if they had names for different thicknesses of ice, or for ice that was freezing or melting?
I might say a thin ice or...
Okay.
Young ice.
Young ice would be ice that was freezing, coming into freezing. Okay, great.